The Raglan Community Board has had a last-minute location change, reverting to the meeting today via Zoom, with the open forum starting at 1:30 p.m. The link to the Zoom meeting can be found on both the Raglan Community Radio and the Raglan Community Board Facebook pages. Issues likely to be discussed include the safety of the walkway between the jetty and the bridge, along with cycling safety in Raglan in general. There might be an update on the proposal for a swimming pool at Rangatahi after it was announced some land had been made available at the last Community Board meeting. It seems likely the proposed rally will be a topic of discussion after a public meeting held in the town hall last week. There will be updates on the work due at the wharf, and hopefully we'll hear that the problems with parking on Daisy Street are about to be resolved after COVID isolation had created staffing problems and delays for the council roading program. Community groups should note that there's plenty of money in the Community Board discretionary fund after a quiet year due to COVID. Hopefully there will be an update on when the stakeholder meeting for Coastal Reserve stakeholders will be happening. Raglan Community Radio has kicked off New Zealand Music Month with the ultimate Raglan music selection. They'll be asking listeners to vote for their favourite Raglan tracks, with their selection to be announced at the end of the month. But right now, they're looking for any stray music they may have forgotten for their playlist on Spotify and YouTube, so check them out and let them know. And in local sport, the Raglan Roosters managed to draw their first game of the Sunday League football season. The result was 5-all against a team called POTFC. And they were actually ahead at 5-2 at half-time when an injury to yet another goalkeeper forced a winger into goal with predictable results. The Raglan goals were 2 to Fraser, 1 each to Harry and Acer, and 1 to an unknown player who offered to help them out because they were short of numbers. Meantime, the Raglan senior rugby team won their game against Kirione, scoring 26-10. And player of the day was Asher Whitetree from Raglan. That is the Raglan news for Wednesday, 4th of May, 2022.